Arm's Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in time for KER Politics. I have a very interesting author on the line whose area of expertise and his books are right up the alley of the subject of the day right now, which is obviously the coronavirus. Gentleman's name is William Arntz. He's the author of a book entitled How to Suffer in 10 Easy Steps. He's a filmmaker. He's a founder of a creative works company called Captured Life. And, you know, with the COVID-19 pandemic cause of massive suffering on a global scale right now, Will is going to discuss why people often hide their sufferings, and maybe that's really not a good idea. We're involved in the biggest the COVID-19 pandemic is obviously America's biggest public health crisis in close to 100 years. A lot of deaths, a lot of infections, a lot of unemployment, business closures, a lot of bad stuff going on right now. Alcoholism, drug abuse, depression, suicide, etc., etc. Will is going to help us get out of that. Will, number one, talk a little bit, if you would, about what are some of the steps of suffering, and how can suffering be used as a benefit, sir?
Well, the big thing, you really got to start out with the attitude about the suffering. And the thing is, everyone suffers. You know, this life we have here in the world, something always happens, something goes wrong. People suffer all the time. But the first thing you got to do is figure out what's your attitude about it. Because
right.
If you're someone who just goes like, oh, geez, you know, this is bad, or that person's bad, or you blame people, then you're not going to get the wisdom, the learning, the evolution that's intrinsic in the suffering. So first off, you got to decide whether it's just a lousy universe you live in that has it out for you, or this is an opportunity to grow and to change. And
yeah.
So once you have that set, then you're ready to go ahead and look at what's really happening to you.
You know, I'm really curious to hear what you have to say. And I think most of our listeners are too, Will. You know, it's funny. We have a very active blog associated with the radio show. And I spent about 2 hours on the blog last night. And we had about 70 comments or thereabout, which is a good number of comments. And the one thing that I would have to say is I got up from my chair in my studio and I just said to myself, God, I can't live like this. This is some of the most depressing time, and my listeners seem to agree with me. Their feelings are turning into extremely high level of anger, and I wish I could do something to show them that perhaps is not the best direction to go in. Can you help out, Will?
Yeah, I mean, the anger is what happens is the entire world has been put on retreat.
Yep.
And this has never happened in the history of the world. There's been times where there was wars where everyone's focused on that. But this is the time where everyone was told to stop. It's a retreat. And people go on retreats in order to get a look at your life, to step back, to break the addictions that you have to, you know, maybe it's entertainment, maybe it's food, whatever, and to give yourself some perspective. But now, we've all been forced to do that. So basically, what it means is all this stuff is going to come up. Things that you've not been dealing with, things that have bothered you in the past that you didn't deal with because you were watching sports and drinking beer all the time,
or right.
whatever you do. So all the stuff is going to come up. So I think the first thing is you got to realize people's tempers are going to be short, yours included. You know, you're going to be pushed to the max, and this is a real test for everyone. And so once you frame it within that, and you know that you're not alone, that other people are going through this too. So part of what I've been learning is I've been dealing with people, and people, you know, they get upset. They're very snappy at you. Instead of, like, reacting back, you just remember, look, we're all being put to the test here. And, you know, that now is the time to come together and get through this, you know, as a unit, as a bunch of people together figuring out our common problem. that's where we got to go.
But are people willing to do that? I'm finding in my particular universe, for lack of better terms, I'm seeing an awful lot of anger, whether it's when I go in on the golf course and play, you know, a few holes with a neighbor or what have you. I am seeing, well, nothing but anger, and I'm seeing bitter anger. Why don't people realize? I mean, I realize how unproductive that is. How do you get away from it?
Well, what you got to do is you got to, this is part of the retreat, you got to go inside. You say, okay, where is that anger coming from? And some of it, and people aren't going to like to hear this right now, but some of it is like you take the toys away from a kid and what do? They get angry.
Yep.
So part of this is all of our grown-up toys. We've constructed our lives to have all this stuff in and all these activities, whatever we do. And it's been taken away now. And so, of course, that anger is going to come up. But that's really it's a childish reaction to it. You can not like it. You may feel sad about that. But to be angry about that is saying, no, I want to have that, and I'm pissed that I can't have the second ice cream cone. And realize that, then you say, okay, that's where, again, the retreat. You got to take stock with yourself and be honest. And we're all being put to it. This is never, like I said, people have to realize this has never happened in the history of the planet, where the entire planet is going through the same thing. We have the same common enemy. And you know those science fiction movies like War of the Worlds, where the Martians come?
You bet.
And finally, the nations of the world start cooperating to defeat a common enemy?
You bet.
That's what we'd like to see happening now, because we all have a common enemy, and, you know, the society, the world is being put to a test of are you going to come together and cooperate and try to work with people? I have an example of that is there were some states are opening up early, right?
Right.
And there's this conflict about that. People are really, you know, upset about it. And the thing is that, you know, you could frame it like, okay, Georgia, you're opening it up early. Well, we may not think that's a good idea, but, you know, you're actually providing a valuable service. You're going to show us whether we can do it or not, and you're willing to take the risk. So if you think about it that way, it's a unification. You're saying, look, okay, you guys are doing it. I may not agree, but thank you for doing it. We're going to learn something from it. But instead, everything gets polarized, and people are upset about that, and, you know, it's a shame. It's really a shame.
Well, it really is a shame. Now, I want you to think about one thing, if you would. We've got to take a break here. We've got a little bit of time, but I want you to think about one thing, and that is, why do people find it so hard to accept the statement that you just made? Because that's a real common sense statement that sure as hell would allow me to sleep better at night, Will.
You mean the one about getting Georgia together and cooperating?
The one about Georgia. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, you know, we've, as a society, we've gotten into this thing of this extreme polarization. And, you know, I'm 70 years old. I didn't see this growing up like that. Yeah, there's differences of opinion. You always have that. People have differences of opinion. But somehow, we've gotten into this thing where it's very extreme and people just dig their heels in, and they won't compromise. And you know, you say, why did that happen? You know, society swings from one thing to another. You know, for a while, everything's very expansive, and then it contracts. This is just something, when you look at history, you see it's a phase you go through. And unfortunately, we're going to see what this extreme polarization does, because it's right now it's crippling the effort to really fight our common foe.
Absolutely. Will, we have to take a real quick commercial break here in about 7 seconds. Stations need to sell their wares, etc., etc. But we're going to be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, I got to tell you, William Hart is a winner of a guest. We'll be right back with him.